This podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. New customers can save 20% and get free shipping at balance7.com with code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I think at this point we can say it's not going to be an acquittal. I think the most Trump can hope for was a hung jury with one person holding on.
And my biggest concern, of course, is that five of the seven read the New York Times, which is deeply alarming.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Jimmy Carter, by a long shot. Jimmy Carter's happy because he's had a brilliant presidency compared to Biden.
That's about gas prices. They've been going up over the last month, 20 cents a gallon. Is the president considering any new actions, like releasing more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve?
I will note that gas prices remain well below their peak.
But it's only 3 cents lower than a year ago. It's up 52% from when President Biden came into office.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. A lot of people texting in about LBJ's Silver Star. He was a passenger on a plane, just like Uncle Bossie, Biden's uncle, who he's now claimed two or three times that he was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea after he was shot down. LBJ's plane that he was a passenger on wasn't shot down, but they gave him a Silver Star. He was the only guy in Congress when World War II started. All the younger guys resigned. They all got commissions, obviously, but they all resigned from Congress except for one, LBJ. He was a congressman from the Hill Country, and he didn't want to give up his seat. You know who resigned from the Senate? Henry Cabot Lodge from Massachusetts, Little Boy Blue, as Curly called him. He was a great patriot, former reporter for the Boston Evening Transcript. He resigned his commission and then came back and got his Senate seat back from David I. Walsh, the closeted gay who was hanging out in Nazi brothels during World War II. These are all stories you can read about in Kennedy Babylon, Volumes 1 and 2. David I. Walsh, first Irish Catholic governor of Massachusetts, first gay Irish Catholic governor of Massachusetts. Anyway, so LBJ is in this plane, and one guy says that it was supposed to be on a milk run, an easy flight, and Douglas MacArthur put them on there, and then when they got shot at. Douglas MacArthur, he clashed with Truman, but he had a political sense. He didn't get to be that far up in the army, the military, without having a political sense. He decided to give them Silver Stars. And it's in Robert Caro's first LBJ book. Those are great books, by the way. 207 says, LBJ was awarded the Silver Star. Don't think that didn't fry my dad's nose. He was awarded a Bronze Star. You know, one step below the Silver Star, for landing at Normandy and lasted 8 days before being wounded. His regiment was still fighting in Normandy when he was removed from battle. Yeah, I remember Bob Crane, the former state treasurer. He was a Marine combat veteran, a sergeant at age 20. He saw a lot of combat, and he used to always say, sometimes we'd be sitting in a state house office and he'd be looking over the obits and someone he'd know would die, was from his generation. And he'd say, look at this guy. He said, I knew this guy. He said he never left Fort Dix during World War II. Now I read he had two Silver Stars, not one. He had two Silver Stars. But, those guys, guys like Crane were a little bit less irritated, more amused by guys like that. I mean, LBJ used it as a political stepping stone, like the Nang Dick Blumenthal claiming to have been in Vietnam. It's one thing when you're dead and you told some old story when you were a in a nursing home and your kids recounted, you know, as part of the obit. And it's another thing to run for the Senate, which he did in 48, and steal the election and claim that you're a Silver Star recipient. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Dear God, Howie, why do you keep calling it a bodega? Everybody knows it's called a bogada. Seriously. Si, say Broadway!
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's you're right. I stand corrected. She has a doctorate. I don't.
And now, another excerpt from Paperboy, My Life in Media, as read by the author.
I was covering the 1987 primary for the Boston Herald when I heard a middle-aged senator from Delaware with weird peach fuzz on his head giving a speech that I knew was plagiarized from Neil Kinnock. So I shouted, "Who do you think you are, Mike Barnacle?" And he shouted back, "I challenge you to a push-up competition, pal." What Joe Biden didn't know was that I could do more push-ups than anyone on my championship bridge team. That is, after Gertrude McGillicuddy broke her hip.
You know what my role in that Neil Kinnock speech scandal? Someone from the Dukakis campaign, which was unknown at the time, was a guy named Jack the Hack Corrigan, was sent out. In those days, you didn't have like dummy email accounts and stuff like that. They put the Kinnock speech and the Biden speech on a video cassette. Took it to Des Moines, Iowa, and put it in the mailbox so that to go to the Des Moines Register. And then 2-3 days later, Biden was gone from the race. And back in Boston, sitting in my office, I said, "We'll never know for sure, but we all know who took out Joe Biden. It was the Dukakis people." I called it, and that morning after my column appeared, John Sasso had to resign. He was the guy who set it up. He was the guy who Jack the Hack Corrigan worked for. Another Somerville guy. That's my connection. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It's incumbent upon you to be prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie20 to get 20% off your next purchase.
You know, someone should tell Joe Biden that a lot of us still remember the book, The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
A lot of us remember George H.W. Bush. A lot of us remember Michael Rockefeller. You should see the terrible... And a lot of us, and Officer Mark asks, were these free-range cannibals who grabbed Uncle Bossy? I don't know. Other people want to know, did Michael Rockefeller taste like, well, like a certain oyster dish? I won't get into that. That's a little tasteless.
Today we have our special guest, Howie Carr, who since he made it big is now a part-time star. Now that he has Taylor, he's become a bailer. Show for three, slide for two is where he set the bar.
I'll just let that one slide, Limerick guy. It's not like that at all.
Yeah, I was wondering, did they change Ambrose's name to Stu?
That was as bad as the Oysters Rockefeller joke.
So the Cuban-born guy is doing the best job humanly possible taking care of our country's security at the border. Right.
Yes, he is. The border is more secure than it's ever been. That alone should be grounds for impeachment. I mean, is that not perjury? He swore an oath to tell the truth, did he not, before he said that repeatedly to committees in both houses of Congress?
Yeah, it's been so windy lately. Did he think there's a Democratic National Convention going on?
By the way, the Trump campaign just texted out a story. You know, we talk about when are the Democrats going to notice that there's a crime wave going on and that Americans are being killed. This is from the Reno, Nevada Gazette Journal. Man arrested in crash that killed Senator Cortez Masto's advisor entered U.S. illegally, feds say. An 18-year-old Elmer Ueda Linares was in a two-vehicle crash about 4:30 a.m. that killed Kurt Engelhardt, state senior advisor to Senator Catherine Cortez Masto. She's in a tight fight for re-election, by the way. He's an illegal alien, 18 years old, probably driving drunk at 4:30 in the morning. The initial charge against the undocumented Democrat of felony hit and run has been changed to failing to stop at the scene of an accident. What's the difference? Failing to stop and hit and run, it's the same thing, is it not? Oh, I guess. Oh, he's an illegal alien. He's a Democrat. He's a drunk teenager on welfare, and he doesn't speak English. So he's good people.
Say, Ed, did you see they're finally removing pieces of the Francis Scott Key Bridge from the water?
You are correct, sir.
Crews say they've already found three of Ted Kennedy's ex-girlfriends.
Is it time for my joke about the glass-bottomed boat for tours around the scene so that Ted, if he were still alive, could wave to his girlfriends?
It turns out it might be true when Joe Biden said he was raised as a Muslim in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
I didn't know he said he was raised as a Persian until I was looking at some tweets from the Republican National Committee. Yeah, so I guess maybe that explains why he loves Iran so much and was cheering them on when they were bombing Israel the other night.
And then my grandfather, Ambrose Finnegan, he was in a really bad band in the 80s. They were called Fine Young Cannibals, but I digress.
There was another band. Wasn't there a band in the 60s, Headhunter and the Cannibals? No one has commented on it. Maybe I'm mixing them up. But there was a band before the Fine Young Cannibals.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, if you wish to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message, and we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you did not hear your message, or you just like to hear a second brand new Chump Line every week, you can. It is called Chopped Chumps. It's where we put all the messages we didn't have room or time for just now, Chopped Chumps. And it's posted every evening around 7 p.m. weeknights. Get Chopped Chumps, the second Chump Line of the day, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Global unrest is battering the food supply chain and the energy markets. It is incumbent upon you to get prepared. Get ready with ReadyWise. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie20 to get 20% off your next purchase.
Yeah, I was wondering, did they change Ambrose's name to Stu?
First thing when I wake up in the morning, I gulp a shot of Balance 7. I like Balance 7 to relieve any lingering heartburn from overnight. It also gives me an immediate boost in energy before my morning walk, first with Roscoe and then to the Breakers. The other day, I thought I'd run out. I immediately asked the mailroom manager to order some more. Fortunately, she had an extra gallon stashed. I took it out and filled up my 16-ounce bottles that I leave in the fridge for easy chugging throughout the day. Here are the seven top reasons you need Balance 7. Number one, more energy. Two, it lessens heartburn. Three, helps with joint pain. Four, aids your digestion. Five, it balances your pH levels. Six, it takes away sneezing fits. Seven, it helps you sleep better. Have you been that listener who's been thinking of trying Balance 7? Don't wait any longer. Order today and you will make sure you never run out. April is National Stress Awareness Month, and this is a perfect time to try to reduce the stress in your life. Balance 7 is not just a supplement. It's an alkaline concentrate formula designed to restore your balance, your body's natural pH balance. Just give it 3 days and you will feel the difference. Order today at balance7.com. Use code Howie and receive free shipping. That's balance7.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's Howie Carr.
Cannibal and the Headhunters. There it is. Land of a Thousand Dances from 1965. Cannibal hasn't been coming down to breakfast since 1996, but he'll live forever. And that rendition of Land of a Thousand Dances by Cannibal and the Headhunters is going out to Uncle Bossy, Joe Biden's uncle, who was ingested by cannibals. Now, that's what he's saying the last couple of days. Nobody ever knew that before. 844-500-4242.
And the hits just keep on coming.
WRKO.
Boston.
Actually, I'm dating myself, but there was no WRKO back in 1965. I think WRKO started in 67 or 68. It was still WNAC, the Yankee Network. I used to, my Aunt Mabel used to have the Yankee Network on in Portland. I'd say, man, this is a boring radio station. Can't we get some top 40 hits with the Drake format in Boston? Dun, 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 dun. And we did in 67 or 68. All right, 844-500-4242. Today's poll question is brought to you by local Silver Mint, located in Ware, New Hampshire. Silver Dave will work with you directly. Contact him at localsilvermint.com, localsilvermint.com. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is: would you vote to vacate the chair and remove Mike Johnson as U.S. House Speaker? Yes, he's been terrible. No, the new guy might be Hakeem the Dream Jeffries. Or no, but I like holding the vote over Johnson's head to stop money for Ukraine.
No, I'm afraid of Hakeem the Dream, even though I will concede that he's been terrible.
31% say no, the new guy might be Hakeem. 56% say no, I like holding the vote over Johnson's head, and 13% say yes, get rid of him, he's been terrible.
All right, so they want to join with Marjorie Taylor Greene and now Thomas Massey from Kentucky. 844-500-4242. Celebrating diversity, one wrecked community at a time. Norwell, Massachusetts. This morning at 4:18 a.m., officers responded to the 7-Eleven located at 95 Washington Street for a report of an armed robbery. This is from the Norwell Police Department. The reporting party stated three males entered the store, displayed two handguns, and demanded cash from the clerk. The three males were described as Hispanic, possibly Brazilian, 5'8 to 5'10 in height, and were speaking Spanish, in which case they weren't Brazilian, but leave that as it. They were not natives to our land. The senores, the amigos, left the area in a black sedan traveling on Washington Street in the direction of Hingham. I doubt they were headed for Hingham. Probably more likely for Kingston, Hanover. It's one of the places with a flop house in it. MEX, yeah, MEX would have been the rock station in Boston at the time. But I didn't know much about MEX at the time. I actually, in 65, I was probably listening to HYN in Springfield. But I do remember listening to the old Yankee Network. The incident is currently under investigation. Contact the Norwell Police Department with any information so they can make an arrest and they can be let out with no bail. Oh, it's Norwell, though. Maybe not. Maybe that's Plymouth. Is that Plymouth County? Maybe it might be okay. Tim Cruz, the DA, he's okay. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
People are texting me that 7-Eleven in Norwell is right down the street from the Rockland Flophouse, probably less than half a mile. That's from 617. 781 says those 7-Eleven robbery suspects probably head to the Comfort Inn in Rockland, same Flophouse. It's right down the street. Every state is a border state, as another texter says. We've known that for a long time. It's just clearer now. It's more impossible to ignore than it used to be. 844-500-4242. Neil Gorsuch was one of the justices who asked questions yesterday about the J6 insurrection cases. There, the feds are using extreme lawfare to try to keep these trespassers, at most they're trespassers, locked up forever. And Gorsuch asked the logical question. It looks like they're going to, the tea leaves, the way the questions were being asked, indicate that they may throw out hundreds of these J6 lawfare cases, Democrats trying to put Republicans in jail for what Democrats do with impunity, only much worse. Stop me if you've heard this story before, but this is a Supreme Court justice asking the Solicitor General of the United States, a pablum-puking Catherine Marr-style NPR listener, probably a vegetarian, about what it's like. January 6th is compared to what Jamal Bowman did, the congressman, when he pulled a fire alarm last fall to stop a vote on a budget. Cut 7.
Beyond saying, okay, C1 does some things, and the whole rest of the universe of obstructing, impeding, or influencing is conducted by C2. Is that a fair summary of your view?
Yes, but there was a good reason for Congress to do it this way.
Well,
it traces to the statutory history.
So what does that mean for the breadth of this statute? Would a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify? Would a heckler in today's audience qualify, or at the State of the Union address? Would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify for 20 years in federal prison?
Is that a rhetorical question, Mr. Justice Gorsuch? Let's keep going with that question because, of course, being a Democrat, she doesn't feel she has to answer it. Cut 8.
There are multiple elements of the statute that I think might not be satisfied by those hypotheticals, and it relates to the point I was going to make to the Chief Justice about the breadth of this statute. The kind of built-in limitations are the things that I think would potentially suggest that many of those things wouldn't be something the government could charge or prove as 1512C2 beyond a reasonable doubt, would include the fact that the actus reus does require obstruction, which we understand to be a meaningful interference. So that means that if you have some minor disruption or delay or some minimal outburst,
okay,
we don't think it falls within the actus reus to begin with.
My outbursts require the court to reconvene after the proceeding has been brought back into line, or the pulling of the fire alarm, the vote has to be rescheduled, or the protest outside of a courthouse makes it inaccessible for a period of time. Are those all federal felonies subject to 20 years in prison?
Well, pulling a fire alarm to stop a congressional vote, that would be, if it is a Republican doing it, of course it is. If it's a Democrat doing it, it's barely a misdemeanor. Give him 6 months on probation.
and then it would be dismissed, continued without a finding. Because it's a Democrat, a fat Democrat who's in the squad, who's barely literate.
Cut nine.
So, with some of them, it would be necessary to show nexus. So, with respect to the protest outside the courthouse, you have to show that, yes, they were aiming at the proceeding.
Yeah, they were trying to stop the proceeding.
Yes, and then we'd also have to be able to prove that they acted corruptly, and this sets a stringent mens rea. It's not even just the mere intent to obstruct. We have to show that also, but we have to show that they had corrupt intent in acting in that way.
We went around that tree yesterday.
I heard the argument yesterday, but I guess what I would say is that to the extent that your hypotheticals are pressing on the idea of a peaceful protest, even one that's quite disruptive, it's not clear to me that the government would be able to show that each of those protesters had corrupt intent.
So mostly peaceful protest that actually obstructs and impedes an official proceeding for an indefinite period would not be covered?
Not necessarily. We would just have to have the evidence of intent. And that's a high bar.
They intend to do it, all right.
Why would you pull a fire alarm in a secure, very well protected federal building, unless you intended to impede official proceedings?
But he was a Democrat, you understand. He's a radical Democrat. He hates Israel. He hates white people. So he's good people.
Okay, here's Brandon in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Cut six.
I'm Pittsburgh, and I really mean it.
He's Pittsburgh. He's an Iron City beer. He's a Monongahela River. He's the East Three Rivers Stadium. He's U.S. Steel. He's Pittsburgh. And he really means it. He's Heinz 57. Cut five.
My mom didn't live in Scranton since she was 1954. But...
boy, she lived to a ripe old age. Maybe Stevie Flemmie has a chance of making parole. He's not up for parole until 2218. But, you know, again, he would be like, I don't know, close to 300 years old, but... that's nothing compared. His mother was 1954 when she left Scranton. So, you know, again, we thought that with Democrats in control and all the drugs streaming across the border, the life expectancy was declining in the U.S., but not apparently not for the Brandons. 844-500-4242. Cut two. Okay, maybe we don't have cut two. Cut three. Do we have cut three?
Heard me say it before. Wall Street didn't build America. Middle class didn't build America. And you guys built the middle class. Unions built it.
I think we've heard that one before. Do we have cut two about the steel workers?
The mayor and I are buddies. I told the mayor, and I mean it sincerely, the first outfit ever to endorse me as a 29-year-old kid, running in a tough year for United States Senate, make me the second youngest man ever elected to the Senate, was a guy named Huey Carcella. And back in those days, we had a big steel workers. We had a lot of steel workers in Claymont, Delaware, where I was from, because they worked in Worth Steel
Company. I thought he was from Scranton.
And I'll never forget coming to me and saying, "We're going to get your help." And I came out to Pittsburgh, and steel workers endorsed me. It changed everything.
Didn't he say the same thing a couple weeks ago or a week ago to the auto workers? That they were the first union to endorse him? Was that before or after his uncle was eaten by the cannibals? Cut four.
Wages are rising. American manufacturing is booming. We've created up close to 800,000 new manufacturing jobs since I became president, including 28,000 manufacturing jobs right here in Pennsylvania.
Have you noticed wages are rising?
$680 billion. Let me say it again.
was John from New York said last week, they maybe rose a couple of months faster than inflation last year, but for the entire presidency, wages are down compared to prices. 844-500-4242. Andrew, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, Howie. You had a caller earlier who had a suggestion for the Trump campaign, something they could do. And I had my own suggestion. If I could send a pop-up card with glitter to Trump that says podcasts on it, I would send that. But in lieu of that, could I send you down to Mar-a-Lago and say, Mr. Trump, do podcasts?
If I see him tonight, the first thing I'm going to say to him is, that was a great appearance last night in Harlem. That was fantastic, fantastic video, fantastic print coverage, audio for the radio shows. I think that was the best thing he could do. Are people still listening to that kind of political podcasts, Andrew?
Well, not necessarily political podcasts, but there are a lot of podcasts. Like Barry Weiss has a podcast. Michael Rappaport has a podcast. Rallies, they basically, they're for the base at this point. And he needs to reach those people who maybe haven't heard a long form Trump because they're only getting the sound bites that make him sound bad. So they're a lot cheaper to make. They're a lot quicker to make. And I think that they're a lot more effective. And you can target what communities you want to reach by what podcast you're on. And a question that I would, if I were the Trump campaign, prepping the podcast, ask, like, what are topics that your listeners care about that he can address those on the podcast? And I think it would be incredibly effective.
I'll mention, and that's probably something more for Caroline Leavitt. If I see Caroline, I don't know if Caroline's around or not. By the way, she announced she's pregnant and she's going to have a child right around the time of the November elections. But we wish her well and very happy for her and her fiance, Nick. But thanks for the call, Andrew. I don't even know if he's in Palm Beach tonight, but I think maybe he is. Tonight, it's Wednesday night. You know what happens on Wednesday night in Mar-a-Lago. This will be, it's the buffet. It's the best. It's the absolute best. 844-500-4242. Bruce from the Mets says, I'm rejuvenated. Bring on the Brandon sound. I love it. No joke. I'm serious. I gave Bruce some grief. He was missing me yesterday, and now today when I started playing Brandon talking about the cannibals, he got turned off. You didn't know he was Pittsburgh, though. Bruce played for the Mets. Bruce is New York, you know? I think Bruce played for the Mets, too, didn't he? Bruce is Cincinnati. And he's from Ohio, so he's Ohio. Any place Brandon flew over, he was there. He was in combat. He fought cannibals. He fought Indians, or his uncle did. Experience the ultimate savings event with MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. For a limited time, dive into incredible deals like a two-pack multi-use MyPillow, stylish sandals for both men and women, or a luxurious six-pack towel set, all available for an astonishing $25 each. Yes, you heard that right. Just $25 per item during MyPillow's $25 extravaganza. But wait, there's more. Refresh your kitchen with their durable four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, again, at the unbeatable price of $25. And making its debut, the premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric. Choose any size, any loft level, including the opulent king size, all for the low price of $25. These incredible offers won't last long, so order now. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie for these incredible deals and to unlock free shipping on all orders over $75. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, promo code Howie. Elevate your comfort with the MyPillow $25 extravaganza. Don't delay. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Leave a message for the big guy. Call the Chump Line.
844-500-4242.
Press 2 and leave your message. Then listen every weekday at 5 to catch the best messages of the day.
One of them may be yours.
Howie Carr is back.
Is this Hannibal and the Headhunters? Cannibal and the Headhunters? Maybe not. As you may recall, though, Joe Biden was the first white student at Delaware State. He's told us that over and over again. His earliest roommate was Corn Pop, who was a bad dude. Then Corn Pop dropped out, and he needed a new roommate, and he wanted someone who had a connection to his family. So you know who they roomed him with? Hannibal Lecter. Hannibal Lecter knew Uncle Bossy. I'm just making it up as I go along, kind of like Joe, with a little help from the text line. They brought up Hannibal Lecter. Anyway, Cape Gun Works is New England's premier gun range, and right now we have a cheap bastard deal going. For a membership, an annual membership, you could purchase one full year of range use at Cape Gun Works. It's valued at $500. That's the annual membership for just $250. They're also waiving the $75 initiation fee, so you're getting a $575 value for just $250. If you buy it now at HowieCarshow.com, click on store. You'll you'll get it for half price, less than half price, a $575 value for $250. Membership codes and instructions will be sent via email within 48 hours. And membership benefits include no copay when you use the range, free gun rentals, access to their state-of-the-art indoor ranges, 10 to 8 Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5 Sundays. Bring any guest anytime for free, 5% discount on everything in the store, including guns and ammo, 10% off all Cape Gun Works classes, safety classes, 30-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, full access to the indoor archery range, and a super comfortable CGW t-shirt. All that. It's a good deal. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store for your year membership to Cape Gun Works for a year. Half price, less than half price. Thomas, you're next. By the way, I'm out of here. I got to go to Mar-a-Lago. This was planned long, long ago. And I'm going to...
Mar-a-Lago!
I'm looking forward to it. As I dig into some really fine meats this evening of various, you know, whether it's veal, pork, beef, chicken, you know, I'll be thinking of Uncle Bossy. That's my tribute to Uncle Bossy. Thomas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Thomas.
I'll be brief. Number one, at the buffet, try the barbecued Biden. It's scrumptious. Number two.
Chicken.
Number two, as far as Trump is concerned, please talk to Trump's people about Trump coming to Roxbury Community Center off Melnia Cass. They've got 400 beds, as you know. Okay, and he can do a double whammy. Go to Chelsea at the Chelsea Veterans Home.
Right, their soldiers' home. Yeah,
threw them out.
Yeah,
and you know something? By him going into that bodega, all right, and visiting those people that were Dominicans that have been bullied. I repeat, bullied by Alvin Bragg for a man defending his life.
Right.
Trump
over a bag of potato chips. The guy was going to kill him over a bag of potato chips.
Yes, and you know something? I'm a former Democrat. I'm a former union member. I don't want to hear it from the Democratic Party. Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining, okay? I'm tired of it. Anyway, have fun at the buffet.
Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate it. Let's go out with Trump in Harlem with the kids chanting. Cut three here. Cut three. Isn't that great? We love Trump. Okay, Aaron Chadbourne is filling in for me for the last hour. Stay tuned and get your Cape Gunworks cheap bastard deal. It's a great buy. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. Take over, Aaron. I'm out.
I'm out of here. Bye.